All right, it's showtime. Not at the Apollo, but in my house. How y'all doing? Can you guys see and hear me? Waiting to connect. One day I'm going to have an intro, I promise y'all. But for now, I'm just that confused chick that's like, can anybody see? Can anybody hear me? All right, so you guys can see me. Ooh, let me mute this real quick. There we go. Hey, you guys. Happy Saturday. Oh my gosh, there's lots to talk about. I had to make a video for the Discord. So I just wanted to announce that as of today, I'm not going to accept any new members for now. I may accept new members to the Discord in the future, but for now, I think we have more than enough people, and I'm still trying to figure out who's all on there. So I'm not going to accept any more new memberships. There won't be any more links being posted. If you still want to support, that's fine, but there won't be any new links. So if you didn't get on before today, it's going to be shut down for a while. I may reopen it back up, like I said, in the future. But there will be a video after this live for the Discord people discussing kind of what went on in the Zoom meeting. So that's what I was busy doing. I was finishing editing that, and I had to wait for that to upload. So now, on to the show. We got a lot of shit to talk about. For real, for real. It's a lot of news, a lot of breaking news, too. So it's been a mess. I hope you guys are doing good today. Today is the official Million MAGA March for Trump in D.C. They are out there wiling out. They're out there showing their support, marching, singing songs. And some people are just, you know, out there fighting and cussing folks out. I've seen a few videos. I posted it on Discord because Instagram has been tripping. So a lot of people went to the White House today, went to Washington, D.C. to go march. A lot of folks showed up. Let me see if I can show y'all my screen here. Give me just a second to pull this up. I just been watching and sipping slow, honey. Trump is not trying to leave that White House. I told y'all, y'all going to have to drag him out. Drag him right out by his lace front. He ain't trying to go nowhere, and his supporters don't want him to go either. So let me see here. There's lots of video. Let me show y'all these. Give me just a second. Okay. I mean, you can see like just millions, well, not millions, but at least a million people is what they're saying showed up. Here's some audio
sucks.
Here.
CNN sucks. CNN sucks. Fox News sucks. Fox News sucks. Fox News sucks. Fox News sucks.
It's funny because they were so team Fox News all year long. Now they suck, huh? See what they ran.
Bye. Bye.
Get out of here.
Rama.
Get the fuck out of here.
Where the cops at to protect you, huh?
Fuck you. Blow your jacks off right now, bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
Please help me. Help me, Will Smith.
Lord. The animosity and drama. There was one video where they were all chanting F Joe Biden.
Video like it. I'm going to upload another video, probably upload it to YouTube to show you guys boots on the ground point of view of what's going on in DC. Guys, get the word out. This is so incredible. Look,
there's a lot of people in DC right now. So the police are out there. You know, I know he was supposed to come and talk. I don't think he did. Hopefully, it will stay, for the most part, peaceful. So, yeah, that's what's going on right now in D.C. I told y'all they were going to have this march. I told y'all about it last week when it was some rumblings on social media. So, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Let me go ahead and read this super chat. Maria Chavez, thank you so much for the $4.99. I appreciate it, sis. Thanks for coming through. Marlon Harrison sent 20. He says, hey, T, it's my birthday, and I want to send you some twin energy. Donald Trump is the first president since Bush Sr., who was also Republican, to be a one-term president. Yes, he is. And happy birthday to you. Thank you so much for coming through. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think a lot of it is a blow to his ego, and he definitely feels some type of way about the situation, you know. But at the end of the day, the people spoke. You know, I'm still waiting for all this proof of this fraud election. The guy, the main post office guy that was talking, he recanted everything. So I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. Charity Williams sent 10. She says, hey, T, just sending some love. Love the way you look. Love the way you're looking fantastic. Keep rocking. Ignore the haters. Keep slaying all day. Love the hair, outfit, everything. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming through. So now I wanted to share with you guys this crazy story that has to do with Patti LaBelle. Okay. This has to do with Patti LaBelle's. Initially, people thought it was her gay son. Then it came out that it was her nephew. Now, you know, this is a grown man. This is her sister's son. The sister had passed away in the 80s and Patti LaBelle took custody of him. So what ended up happening is that basically there's a representative who is Team Trump. And so he has been basically tweeting from a dummy account. And he messed up by tweeting from his real account that he was a gay black man in support of Trump. It was a hot mess. So I'm going to go ahead and his name is Dean Browning. I'm going to go ahead and play you guys the video. These people on Instagram, they break it down. But the whole situation is just a hot damn mess. And the fact that Patti LaBelle's nephew co-signed and was willing to, you know, go along with this, it says a lot. So give me just a moment here. I'm going to go ahead and share this video with y'all so y'all can see this. This is a hot mess.
My name is Dan Purdy, and I am indeed a gay black man.
It's a tale as old as time. Conservative white man pretending to be a gay black conservative, forgetting to log out of his burner, tweeting pro-Trump, anti-Obama tweets, who hires a fake crisis actor to pretend to be the alter ego. That paid crisis actor turns out to be Patti LaBelle's son. The three most important rules if you want to be successful and effective on the internet today. A, you got to be quick. 2, you got to be witty. And D, if you are a straight white man pretending to be a black gay conservative, you got to make sure you log out of your regular account and into your burner account before you tweet that you hate Obama and that you love Donald Trump. Enter Dean Browning, the former Lehigh County commissioner who's now a nominee for Pennsylvania's 7th legislative district or some comptroller bullshit that nobody cares about. That's besides the point. Dean Browning has an alter ego named Dan Purdy. Dan Purdy is a black gay conservative. If you look back through the burner account of Dan Purdy, there's nothing but constant replies to Dean Browning talking about how his gay black ass loves Donald Trump and hates Obama. But on this one fateful day, Dean Browning got his wires crossed with Dan Purdy, and what resulted was a staggering amount of internet shame and embarrassment. This tweet goes viral the other day. The juxtaposition of his Twitter avatar looking whiter than a block of cream cheese with that opening line of as a gay black man is, it's perfect. Dean Browning's defense was that he got a message from a man named Dan Purdy and that he was trying to tweet that message but failed to convey that he was quoting another person, and that's why it looks like he said that. But that was just a message from a guy named Dan Purdy. Now, if you go look at the Dan Purdy burner account, it's nothing but replies and tweets at Dean Browning about how he's a gay black man and how he loves Trump and how the Obama administration did nothing for him. And so clearly it's been Dean Browning all along, and he forgot to log out of one account and into the other. Now, this is where anybody could have stopped. He gave some fake excuse. You put your head down, you say, oh shit, that was embarrassing. Nobody even gives a fuck about you because you're just like some local comptroller. You let this thing blow over and nobody gives a shit in like 24 hours. No one's ever gonna remember this. Not Dean Browning, my friends. Dean Browning took this to a level we've never seen before on the internet. Dean Browning hired a fake paid crisis actor to pretend to be Dan Purdy to make a video message saying I did in fact send that message to the 7th Congressional District legislator Dean Browning, and that it was actually a real message that he just accidentally tweeted out without quoting him properly.
The message that you saw on Dean's Twitter, I did send it to him because I had a problem with how people of my race and sexual persuasion are treating Donald Trump.
This dude went full Costanza. This guy hopped in the car to drive to his Hamptons house with the solarium.
Come on. Let's get nuts.
It was full blown. It's not a lie if you believe it, Jerry. Again, this story could end right here. We've done enough. We've seen enough. The internet would eat up this story. But the last little twist, the last M. Night Shyamalan twist ending, that dude, the paid fake actor pretending to be the gay black man, is Patti LaBelle's son. What? As soon as this video came out, a bunch of people on the internet said, that's not Dan Purdy. This guy's like Bill Hoyt or some shit. And they know him, that he's a piece of shit. Don't engage with him. Don't believe him. He's an absolute snake. So that story begins to unravel. And eventually the internet discovered that that is somebody related to the great soul singer Patti LaBelle. It's either her son or her nephew, but some sort of connection to Patti LaBelle. The whole thing reads like a goddamn Mad Libs. Insert name, insert adjective, insert politician. Next thing you know, you got one of the wackiest stories of all of 2020. Patti fucking LaBelle, folks. One of the greatest soul singers of all time. Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister. Itchy, itchy, ya, ya, da, da. Come on, Patti LaBelle must be so pissed. I'd have to imagine at this point, Dean Browning has not a single shred of dignity or self-respect, so he probably won't care. He'll probably continue to rally his Trump fans and just live a life on the internet as Dean Browning, the guy who pretended to be Dan Purdy, this black gay conservative who turns out to be Patti LaBelle. So, I mean, he just won't care at all, and he'll probably just continue to Costanza this thing until he's probably got a job at Fox News coming up by 6 p.m. But for the rest of the normal people of the world, this has got to be one of the most cringeworthy, embarrassing turn of events you could possibly imagine. If I'm Dean Browning, I get out the transfer papers, I'm getting a whole new identity, I'm moving to a new country, and I'm starting fresh, because there ain't no coming back from sitting around on the internet pretending to be a gay black man who loves Trump, just tweeting back and forth at yourself like some sort of bipolar psychopathic asshole.
Shout out to One Minute Man. That whole entire breakdown was funny as hell. Shout out to my girl Jasmine in Chicago. She's the one who sent me that video, who let me know about the story. We've been laughing about that shit all day. Okay, so that was the whole thing, is that this guy was basically tweeting himself as a gay black conservative named Dan Purdy. And then it comes out that it's Patti LaBelle's son / nephew. I'm going to need him to lay off the damn patty pies and go get himself together, okay? When he started singing, gitchy, gitchy, ya, ya, da, da. I fell the hell out. You couldn't make this story up. And the fact that he went to play that character for this man says a lot. Dude is an attention whore, okay? So this entire situation is a hot damn mess. I know Patti LaBelle is embarrassed as hell. Like, please don't drag me into this BS. That man is way too old to be talking about, I'm a black gay conservative and I'm tired of y'all making fun of my sexual persuasion. What? That entire situation is a hot damn mess. You cannot make this mess up. Let me go ahead and read these super chats. The Business 95 sent $15. He says, LOL, I don't know the people who are mentioned in the live besides Patti, but when I see T post something, I'm here for it. Don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe, because we be sipping over here. Love you, T. Love you, too. And thank you so much for the super chat. And thank you for coming through. Regardless if you know who the people are, I'm going to break it down. So by the time you leave the live, you know exactly who they are. Okay. So thank you once again. That entire situation is a hot mess. But like I said, the One Minute Man definitely broke that down. He was funny. You know, I just, when I tell you mental illness, and I'm not trying to laugh at mental illness, but this just goes to show you that mental illness is really real in 2020. That this man who's verified, okay, who's trying to run for some seat in his county, is sitting here, you know what I'm saying, with fake accounts, tweeting back and forth as a gay black man. And then he forgets, you know what I'm saying, that he logged into the wrong account. You know what I mean? And even his excuse was, oh, I meant to retweet it. Okay, we might have been able to buy that, but the fact that he was so adamant, you know, the internet, one thing is the internet is undefeated. When the internet wants to get down to the bottom of something, that everybody's going to put on their super sleuth glasses, you know what I'm saying, and search high and low to find the information. So the fact that he thought he could fool the internet is stupid. So he thought he could parade Patti LaBelle's nephew out here as the gay black conservative and no one would be the wiser. Yeah, right, bitch. Not with this internet, okay? We don't miss anything. So shout out to everybody who put two and two together and blasted Patti LaBelle. And blasted Mr. Patty Pies. I swear, this entire situation is a hot damn mess, okay? Oh my gosh. Yellow Pickle sent $4.99 says, hey, auntie, you look gorgeous as ever. Don't let these haters faze you. By the way, I love your lip color. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming through. I've been trying to rock these nudes lately. Usually I never really did nudes until recently, but I'm really liking how they look. So, you know, I'm starting to like a nice nude lip. So thank you so much. Antashe Hardy, hopefully I pronounced it right. Says, hey, auntie, love you. I need to keep up in the Discord because I've been slipping lately. No problem, sis. Come on through whenever you're ready. You know, we'll be here. So thank you so much. Marcia J83 says, sorry, what happened during the Zoom? It went left after that king guy and stepmom. Also, sorry for saying to end it. It was just crazy. I got down. Thank you so much. We'll talk about everything that went down back in the Zoom. I'll be posting the video. I addressed a lot of stuff. We're not going to have any more people dissipating the energy, talking about what they want to talk about. So we're going to have some new rules in place so it doesn't get as hectic as it did the other day. You know, because there's a lot of people who came, who wanted to talk, who lived that life, who went through things, and they weren't able to talk because other people wanted to butt in who had nothing to add to the conversation that the topic was about. So, you know, everything's a learning experience and I'm learning. And so we're just going to set measures in place to have people speak who know how to keep it on topic. So thank you for the super chat. So let's see here. Y'all are so messy. That Zoom was off the chain. Oh, Lord. Remembers only. Daphne C says, these people keep forgetting that it is 2020. Nothing is staying hidden. Exactly. Exactly. Nothing stays hidden at all. At all. So, yeah, I see people putting on the little super sleuth magnifying glass emojis. That is so funny. So let me go ahead and get on to the next topic here. Now, I'm going to keep it real with you. I do not watch these people. I did not even know how to pronounce this lady's name. I had assumed the way it was spelled. It was Diaria. But then I went to, you know, get her name pronunciation. I had the Google hoodie. And her name is D'Air. So like D and Air. So D'Air and Ken, they're a real popular YouTube couple. They have like 6 million followers. I remember seeing them at the Black YouTube thing that I went to last year. They kind of kept to themselves, you know, and my energy is, you know, I feed off of people's energy. So when you're standoffish and you're kind of by yourself, that's why I leave you. So they were there. And I know a lot of people look at them. Somebody says I look blurry. Okay, might be StreamYard. Yeah, because on my StreamYard, it's YouTube. Because on StreamYard, it looks nice and crisp. So it's YouTube that's looking kind of blurry and off. So maybe just wait for the replay if it's bothering your eyes. I can't control that. So yeah, De'Aaron Ken, right? Oh, is it De'Aaron? Oh, so that means the person mispronounced it that I watched. Okay, D-A-R-A. Okay. Like I said, I don't watch them. Y'all know that I don't do couple people. I don't do people who do family vlogs. I don't watch people's children grow up on YouTube. Those are just, you know, to each his own. I just don't watch them. But let me put the in there so I don't mispronounce her name. You know, I want to give respect to, you know, other YouTubers. So I don't want to purposely mispronounce. So y'all listen, it's D-A-R-A. Thank you. So they're a couple channel, right? And for me, I've seen enough couple channels. You know, I've glanced at different couple channels throughout the years to know that most couple channels are fake. They only show you the highlight reels of their life. They only show you the best parts. That's not how relationships work. Relationships have their ups and downs. And y'all know, like I've always said, I don't believe in couple goals. You have too many young people looking to people on social media, looking to celebrities to be their couple goals. And then as soon as the shit don't work out, somehow they feel like now they'll never find a husband. Now they'll never find a good boyfriend. Now all niggas ain't shit. I get tired of that mantra every time one of y'all's couple goals goes through some stuff, right? So like I said, I'm just not into couple videos. I can't get into them. The, you know, the fake lovey-dovey shit. And then when they turn off the camera, they're boxing each other. I ain't got time. But anyways, what happened now? Just keeping it real. So what happened now basically is the guy, Ken, who is the fiance, he's been caught at Magic City rubbing on somebody's glorious cakes. Just rubbing on her ass. Rub, rub, squeeze, squeeze. Rub, rub. I'm like, well, damn, he's doing a lot of rubbing shit. If it looks like it feels good. And then people notice, hey, that's not De'Ara. I hope I pronounced it right. That's some other chick. What's going on here? That's not your fiance. So people started dragging him. And then I found out this isn't the first time. Dude's been caught cheating before. And they said the first time he was caught cheating, De'Ara, she ended up blaming the other woman. It was her fault. She was a Jezebel. She tried to come for my man. And then, you know, they kept it going on. Business as usual. Because you got to realize this is a business. You know, they're one half of what is their group name? Like they rap. DK4L. They sound like a rap group. Do the Leffy Taffy. The Leffy Taffy. Okay, right? Sorry, I have to go there. That's what it reminds me of. So, you know, this is a partnership. So, of course, she's not trying to kick him to the curve yet. So she stayed with him. Okay, cool. So now he's been caught in the parking lot rubbing on this girl's cheeks. And black social media goes crazy because they have a huge teen fan base. So all these teenagers were crying on Twitter. Oh, no, my couple goes. How dare you do her like that? I'll never be able to find a good man at 13. And I'm just watching this and I'm reading these tweets and I'm laughing my ass off. Right. I said, damn, y'all really had y'all's lives wrapped in these two people that you probably may never meet. Interesting. So, of course, people go attacking him. And then I find out, I had no idea until yesterday. The dude, Ken, he has a twin. What's the twin name? Don't matter. He has a twin. Can't find his name. And the twin gave me bitter, angry vibes. So the twin was out here spilling all types of tea. I said, well, damn, you a messy ass twin. What's really going on? So let me show y'all what the twin was spilling on social media. Because you would think as being a twin, you'd have your twin's back or at least say no comment. You ain't got to lie for your twin. But I felt the twin. I felt a lot of bitter teas. I felt a lot of bitter sibling rivalry when the twin was speaking and replying back to people in his comment section. Let me go ahead and show you this. Oh, his name is Chris. Thank y'all. Like I don't watch any of these people. Okay. Somebody said in the comment section, the twin is Chris. So it's Ken and Chris, right? Chris Walker, the identical twins. So let me finish telling y'all this. Let me regale y'all with the story. So this is what twin wrote. Let me show y'all my screen real quick, honey. Where is it at? Screen share. So we can see what the twin looked like. This is a twin. Y'all call him Chris. So people were asking him, they're like, how many times has your brother cheated? Tell the truth. And he basically replies back. He confirmed, other people were saying, is that you or is that your brother? He says it was his brother. He then basically confirmed he doesn't know how many times his twin has cheated, but it's not him. So that kind of troubled me. You know, me not knowing any of these damn people. I said, well, that's interesting, because if y'all don't know, there's a lot of twins in my family. Okay. My brother's best friends, they're identical twins. My brother is married to he's married to identical twins. No, he's not married to both of them. My brother's wife is an identical twin, right? My grandmother is an identical twin. We got a lot of twins in our family. And one thing I know about damn twins is that they're pretty tight. They share the same womb. So I'm like, well, why is this twin so bitter and spilling all the business? Then people came to my comment section and said the twin was doing porn. I said, what? Shocked the shit out of me. Had to clutch my invisible damn pearls. I said, hold up now. You mean to tell me that Ken Walker is making all this money? Because I saw the video come when I was trying to find out information about them. Bought a big old house, see-through windows, pool, nice backyard, beautiful home. So the one brother got all this money. Him and his girl, they're millionaires. And the other twin is slinging peen on camera for change? Why? Why are you not looking out for your twin? I'm sorry. Okay? I'm not the richest person, but I still look out for my family. Ain't no way in hell my family gonna be out there slinging peen and selling puss when I'm making money off of damn YouTube. If you don't give that boy a job, they said he was online begging folks to join his OnlyFans. Said he'll show y'all his balls and everything. That ain't right. Honestly, when I tell you, I don't give a damn about this couple. I don't care about her being cheated on. Because like I tell y'all all the time, first and foremost, right? This dude, his following is just as big as some of your favorite mumble rappers. His following is just as big as NBA YoungBoy, Soulja Boy, Bow Wow, okay? When a dude is young and he has unlimited cash, a following to stroke his ego, good luck keeping him faithful. That's just keeping it real. When a man has money and fame, sorry to tell you, but he has options. Okay? So she needs to decide, is she going to stay in this relationship and put up with his cheating? Because he's going to be cheating a lot more. Okay? Or is she going to eventually walk away? And to me, it doesn't really make sense to walk away if they've built their YouTube platform on being this lovey-dovey couple. Because one thing I've noticed is y'all will hype up these couples. Whew, y'all are couple goals. I want to be like you when I grow up. I want my man to be just like Ken. And then when these couples break up, the fans leave and the fans be fighting and trying to, it's like a divorce. I'm team this person. I'm team that person. But their channels never really bounce back when they separate. So, and right now, honestly, it's COVID. Times is hard for everybody. It doesn't make sense for them to separate and then their bag gets messed up. So I see her, you know what I'm saying, dealing with the bullshit, at least until after COVID, until there's some type of cure and everybody takes the chip in their forehead. She'll put up with it. You know what I'm saying? Because she's not trying to lose her money. But yeah, I'm not surprised at all that he's cheating. And I don't believe it's only been twice. He's probably in every fucking Instagram thoughts, DMs, or whatever woman sliding his DMs. Like I said, he's young. You know what I'm saying? Cute little man. Got money. All them thoughts are trying to get at him. So I'm not surprised at all. I'm more concerned about the damn twin. Okay? At least Deira, she's paid. She's okay. She's comfortable. She'll be all right. She'll cry with, you know, Chanel tissue paper or some shit, right? But the twin has me kind of worried. Why is the twin brother out here doing porn? Why is he begging for OnlyFans subscribers and willing to show y'all everything from the Rudy to the Tootie? What is really going on in their brotherhood? I'm concerned about that, okay? I have two boys. I want them to look out for each other as they get older. I don't want one of my sons to be doing great and the other one is, you know, doing porn. So I'm concerned about the brotherhood. I'm sorry, I'm keeping it real, okay? I'm coming from a mother's point of view. This has me concerned. Little boy got his nuts out here on the internet, and I don't know how old these people are. He might be grown, I don't know. They look young, okay? I don't know. That didn't sit well with me. When y'all came and spilled that tea, I was minding my business. So I watched a couple videos. Y'all spilled that tea in my lap. I said, well, his brother's rich. Why is the twin out here doing porn? And maybe he likes sex. Maybe he's a freak. Or maybe it goes a little bit deeper. Maybe he feels a way because he was spilling a lot of tea. Those responses to the fans, they didn't sound like a brother having another brother's back. He was like, it ain't me. Yup, it's Ken. I don't know how many times he cheated. Whereas he could have just said no response or just turned off his comments. Then he got the pitch in his OnlyFans. Well, since y'all are here, y'all make sure y'all go sign up to my OnlyFans. So now that's not even half of the drama, right? Who's all watching? Oh, we got 10,000 people in here. Shout out to y'all. Hope I'm making y'all feel good. Hope y'all are laughing, having a good old funky time. Okay, so now that's not even half the damn drama, right? You got Ken Walker out here cheating. Got the poor brother out here, you know, doing porn and begging for OnlyFans. Okay, they're 26. Okay, great. I'm glad they're grown. I was kind of nervous. I didn't know if they was 18. They both look hella young. So they're 26. Okay, so yeah, he's a grown man. He's old enough to do porn. But again, as a mother, that has me worried. Okay, why is one twin doing porn while the other is just sitting around vlogging, making millions of dollars? Break your damn twin off. Look out for him. Give him a series. Maybe y'all start your own twinning channel. I don't know. 2020 twinning energy. So now on top of that, we have a clout chaser. Now I called him the clout chaser, but he does have a name. His name is Elijah. Okay. And Elijah is the husband of the side chick. You can't make this shit up. Only on social media. You can't make this shit up. So now the husband, nobody even knew who the girl was like that. So, of course, here comes the husband wanting attention. Nobody. Nobody at all. That's my wife. And she's out here cheating with a famous YouTuber. She ain't seen her daughter in 2 weeks. She's a shitty mother. I mean, just going in on this live stream. And everybody's like, you know, you didn't have to tell the world this. You could have just, you know, kept this at home and kept it pushing. So people accuse him of being a clout chaser, which he absolutely is. And then let me show you the video of him ranting and raving. And they was dragging him in his live stream like, sir, you're looking for attention. Let me play this video real quick. Oh, my God. This whole situation is a hot damn mess. Let me put this in the stream. Y'all go ahead. Check this out. Let me unmute him.
That fake hurt. You say hurt. I have a whole child with her. Who said? I don't know. Somebody said fake hurt. But it's just like, regardless, like, yeah. What do I need to fake hurt about? I'm hurt like a motherfucker. But at the end of the day, do you know how many tears I cried, bro? Or how much I done been through and all of that shit? I mean, it is what it is, bro. Like I said, I got a child to take care of, bro. I can't. If I lack, then who's going to take care of her? Like,
no, he hasn't talked to the air. People keep joining us, so you're going to have to go in the loop or some shit because there's no people joining.
I've talked to my baby mom. Yes, I talked to her. She said that nothing happened between them or whatever. I mean, but she's a compulsive liar. She's always lied. I mean, I'm not worried about whatever. I mean, as far as Dira, yes, I did. Just show respect. That's it. It wasn't nothing crazy. None of that. This nigga said fake. He said fake hurt. So, this was the final straw. Yes, so I will be filing for divorce. Yes. The same way all of y'all found out. I found out through Instagram. Everybody DMing me. All my close folks. That should be worse. This was the final straw. Yes, so I will be filing for divorce. Yes.
Let me get back on the screen. So I see a lot of y'all playing little tiny violins. Let me read what he said though before I come back on the screen. He says, I didn't want to be in no parts of this shit, but fuck it. I appreciate all y'all's DMs. Like I said, I am good. I've been good and was good before and I'll be after. Everything I did for her was out of pure intent. because I seen potential in her. But it is what it is. I'm not going to speak ill of my child's mother because that's hurting my daughter. And she's the only thing I care about. If y'all want any further information, feel free to hit my Cash App. You can't make this up. So you're so hurt. Oh, oh, I can't talk bad about her. She's my child's mother. Oh, I'm hurt. But if you want me to drag her, you got to send me a check. Cash at me, and I'll tell you everything. I can't with this generation, I swear. When he added the little Cash App memo, I was like, really? That's why I called him the clout chaser. Maybe I'm reaching. Maybe I'm judging. I don't know if he's really married. He could just be capping. I don't know. The whole situation's a hot damn mess, though. Either way, it's a hot mess. He was like, oh, run me my Cash App if you want further info. All of you. Capono sent 140 in Czar money. Okay, from South Africa. Says, anointed and insightful. Thank you for all that you do for us, T. With love from South Africa. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming through and enjoying the stream. I appreciate it. This whole situation is a mess. Between the twin brother asking folks to join his OnlyFans, the so-called husband who's getting cheated on, asking for Cash Apps. You know, the whole situation is a mess. But in my personal opinion, I feel like their relationship at this point is a business transaction. And they're not going to leave each other. They're going to keep up they're going to continue the facade. They'll probably use this as a storyline on their channel. You know, probably be titled something like the day that, you know, Ken was caught in the parking lot grabbing her, you know, the side cheeks, glorious cheeks reaction. The whole situation's a hot damn mess, honey. If y'all don't keep y'all's damn relationships off the damn internet, you know, I don't care if it's the internet, like YouTube couples or reality television. Or just you constantly telling all your damn business on Facebook. Anytime you allow the public into your relationship, you know, into every aspect of your life, it brings trouble. It just does. Because you have people who will be supporters and say, you know, they're cute, they're couple goals. And then you have other people who look at that and they're envious. And they want to see, you know what I'm saying, can I go and try and break up that relationship? Can I take Diaria's place? Because most likely that's what the side chick is thinking. Like, can I be the new Miss Walker? I mean, hell, you got the fry. You got people who fight over the damn fry cook at Bojangles. Okay. You know, he's the damn fry cook. You know, the damn fry cook is messing with the damn biscuit girl. Shit. But you feel some type of way and you want to get in between that. Okay. People do it all the time in the streets. So that's the thing. This is just some of the stuff that comes with it when you put your relationship out there. You know, I wish them the best. But again, they're not couple goals to me. I don't watch them. Same way with the couple y'all was crying about a year ago, the white man and the dark skinned girl from Sudan, Ducky Thought Sister. Oh, y'all was in tears when they went through their separation. I didn't cry one tear because I never had my hopes and dreams in their situation. You know, it's like, stop making people couple goals. Beautiful couple. What is her name? Her name is Jamie. Jamie's the dude, right? Nikki and Jamie, excuse me. Jamie's the guy. Beautiful couple, beautiful family. But even people were saying that they were noticing that Jamie was becoming more distant. They weren't really vlogging as much. Those fans, the same ones who will build these couples up, be the first ones to spot any sign of trouble and blast it. And when you got people pulling you from so many different directions, it can really affect the relationship, you know? So hopefully they'll be able to work it out. Somebody said, did anybody peep the Aria story with the guy? The biscuit. The biscuit girl is real. Dynasty said the evil eye is real. Yeah, you got to watch out for that. Yeah, I just think, you know, when people put all their relationships out, then they only show the best parts. It can make people envious, like, oh, their relationship is so perfect. Yeah, I'll show your relationship ain't that perfect. You know, unfortunately, people are spiteful like that. And regardless if the woman came in there with that intention or he just wanted, you know, hell, he just wanted to sling around his popularity, his money and his fame and wanted to go test the waters. Either way, he's the one in the relationship. So I feel like as a woman, you have to hold your man more responsible than the woman. Okay, the woman's going to do what she's going to do, which is be a side chick. But you are in a relationship with that man. So if he doesn't respect you enough, especially knowing that he's a big social media personality, wherever he goes, eyes are on him, then your beef is with him. Because they said the last time she blamed the other girl when he was caught cheating before, you know. So, but, you know, sometimes for women, it's easier for them to blame the other woman as opposed to holding their man accountable. And we need to stop that. Hold both parties accountable. They said Ken is gonna play into it. Jamie cheated on Nikki before and she forgave him and he ended up doing it again. Also, that's why they broke up. Because remember when it first came out, oh, irreconcilable differences. We just want to separate. They were saying that there was no cheating, but now they're saying that there was cheating. That's too bad. Somebody else says, I don't believe there is any infidelity. They just grow apart. See, social media, y'all got two different stories about these people's relationships. This is why you shouldn't keep your relationship on social media. One person saying that Jamie done slung his beef stick everywhere. Another person saying that he didn't. Who knows? I have no idea. You know, I just think the whole situation is crazy. They said the damn Ace family. I don't watch them either. But I remember somebody sent me a story on Discord, wanted me to do a video. Not interested. But they said he was in somebody's DMs and cheating again and getting caught doing all types of fool stuff. But he's always getting caught doing something and people still watch and support their foolishness. So I don't watch them. He seems very color stuck and weird to me. I think somebody has shown me his old tweets where he was going in on black women. And then I found out he had a black mother, but she's one of those black mothers who, you know, acts like she's not even black anyways. Like, you know, oh, I'm above, you know, I don't see color. She's them types. And I think that rubbed off on him. So I can't even give them my type of energy because I can't deal with nobody who just wants to act like because they're ambiguous, you know, they don't even have respect for the black community. So let him enjoy his life. But yeah, a lot of these family vlogs and couple vlogs, you know, let them do what they do. Let them get their money, their views, their subscribers. But y'all just look at it as entertainment like you would if you were watching a movie. You know, a lot of the stuff that they're showing, like I told you guys, is nothing but highlight reels. It's people showing you the best parts of their life. Even with Instagram. On Instagram, people show you the best part of their life. Them on the red carpet. Them going to a party. Them posing looking cute. Their new outfit. Nobody goes to Instagram to show you, oh my God, I feel like shit. I can't get out the bed today. Oh my God, my wife just cheated on me. I'm sick to my stomach. You know, nobody shows you those bad parts. You know, it's always the best parts that people show you. So you need to understand that when you're watching these YouTube videos, that they are showing you the best parts of their life. You don't know what happens once that camera is off, you know, and I don't like my intelligence being insulted. So I can't play with the facade. I see through it. So for me, I stick to my documentaries and my truth to videos. Now, if we talk about that, I can talk about them people all day, but all these other channels, I don't watch them. So, you know, no disrespect. That's just me being right. I don't watch them. But I just found the situation funny, especially when y'all started spilling tea on the twin. I was like, hold up now. Something ain't right. I'm more interested in their brotherly connection, though, real talk, as to why the twin is, you know, supposedly doing porn. Little Eye says, hey, T, just sending you some love. Just waking up from a 13-hour shift. I had to catch the playback. Thank you for always being amazing. Have a blessed day. Hit the like button, y'all. Thank you so much, sweetie. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming through. She said she worked a 13-hour shift. I know that's right. Get that sleep. Offer Beauty says Nikki wants to be Hollywood like Ducky, her sister. She had Plies the rapper in her home. Imagine if Jamie did that. Ooh. Oh, y'all spilling some tea. Like I said, I don't watch them. Yeah, I could see her wanting to be more Hollywood, but the difference between her and her sister is her sister does not have two children. So that is the problem when people get married and they have children, your commitment is to your family first. Ducky has more freedom to do that and travel the world and, you know, live her life, you know what I'm saying, because she's single and free. And there's nothing wrong with being a mother and wanting to be in the industry and work. But she also has very young children. It's not like she has teenagers where it's like, okay, I can, you know, get a little bit of a break and go do what I have to do. I mean, her kids are like, I want to say 3 and 4 or something like that. So that might be the issue. But yeah, I didn't know she had plies in the house. What was he in the house doing? Like, what was he there for? You know, plies is a freak, honey. Why was he there? You know, so yeah, I didn't hear about that. That's interesting. You know, that's Angela Yee's man. So I'm assuming this was before he got with Angela Yee. I'm just saying. Let's see here. Scarlet Combat says, it's the internalized misogyny for me, mostly blaming the other women. I agree with that. Like I was saying, you know, have that same energy for your man as well. You know, so many times we love to blame the other woman. She's a hoe. She's a skeezer. She's a loser. No, your man's all that and the above, you know, just like with Rashida. She want to be mad at all the women that Kirk can't seem to stop fucking. Be mad at Kirk. You want to fight the young girl and cuss her out and confront her and all this goofy stuff. Meanwhile, Kurt is sitting there with his big ass Adam's apple enjoying the show. Kurt is sitting back sipping tea while y'all go back and forth. Come on, ladies. Come on, we got to do better. I'm just saying. All right, real melancholy says, hey, T, love your lives. Everyone, please hit the like button. It's free. Stop sipping and not appreciating. Thank you. Tell them. This generation is very strange. Need to post and air out their business to the world for attention. Exactly. That's what I don't understand. It's like no one knew who this man was, this Elijah Pierce. And here he comes. That's my wife. She's cheating with Ken. Y'all can cash at me for more info. That was classic. That was classic. Okay, so now I see the whole little Boosie thing. We're going to get on a little Boosie. We're going to get to it. How long have I been on here? This has been a fun stream. Make sure y'all hit the like button, please. We got 10,000 people watching. Okay, good. I still got to, I've been on for 47 minutes. So let's see here. Oh, before we get to the hood stuff, let me drag Pam Long real quick. Okay. If y'all don't know Pam Long of Total. Now, that lady Sintoy, the one that killed that white man, you know, the one that Kim Kardashian and T.I. got out of prison. Y'all want to, you know, cry tattoo tears for. I'm no fan of Sintoy. I've talked about this before, and we're not going to turn this into a whole Sintoy argument. Okay. Y'all know how I feel about her, but it seems like Pam was so bothered that Sintoy was getting all this attention and that Sintoy got her ex-husband that she chose to put out a lie and say that her ex-husband was raping and assaulting her throughout the marriage. So now she's coming out and she's backtracking and apologizing for that lie. So this is really disturbing. I don't like stuff like this, you know, because it makes it harder for real victims. Let me go ahead and find the video of Pam backtracking. This entire situation is just insane. But I'm not going to lie. She also seems like she's under duress, but we'll get to that in a minute. Y'all go ahead and check this out really quick. This is Pam Long from Total. She's the one that we all thought was a lesbian. And then lo and behold, honey, she said, I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. And she got married. So this was her husband. He's now with Sintoy. Or Sintoya, however you say her name. This is the video.
Deep regrets concerning the statement that I'm about to make. On October the 20th, 2019, from my show Pam's World, I made a comment about my ex-husband, Jamie Long. And that comment was that he forces himself on women. And right after that, I said, do you remember that night? I was telling the world, basically, I was telling the world that my ex-husband, not even basically, I was telling the world that my ex-husband forced himself on me sexually. and that was a lie. Jamie, I'm sorry for what it is that I have said about you. I'm sorry for the shame that I have brought to your name, to your family, to you, your wife, your mom, your sister, and those who love you. Also to my family, to my church family, to my friends, to those who love me, who had no idea that this was a lie that I said concerning Jamie. I ask that you forgive me as well. Jamie, I'm sorry, and I know that sorry does not make up for what it is that I have said, but I ask that you will find it in your heart. I come before you today with deep regrets concerning.
Honey. Let me be messy for a minute. First and foremost, Pam looks nervous as hell. I'm sorry. It looks like she done got threatened, possibly by Centoya. We all know Centoya done took a life, okay? She looked like Centoya done threatened her ass like, bitch, keep on lying about my new husband. You gonna find yourself with my old, with the white man who was having sex with me that I shot in the damn hotel room. I don't know. Something about her energy is very strange. She looks nervous. Them eyes were very, very shifty, going from side to side. I'm sorry. I want to apologize. I'm sorry. I lied. I know I'm messy. I don't know, but she looks very, I'm getting very nervous energy from her. Okay. I don't know. Centoy's in the background with a pistol like, bitch, you better apologize for these lies. Y'all was thinking it. I'm just not scared to say it. Damn it. Okay. She looks shooketh in that vid. Them damn eyes was darting. Pam, blink twice if you need some help. Just, you know, just blink a little bit. Them eyes was darting to the side. Hey, you guys, I just want y'all to know that I'm sorry. I lied. Okay, but on a real note, right? Messiness aside, Pam, I don't know if Centoy's back there, but if you lied on this man, you are dead wrong. It's not okay, because so many men out here have been, not so many, but you know, there's been quite a few, have been lied on by women and they've done nothing wrong. They didn't rape these women. They didn't harm them in any way. It was because the woman was upset that the man didn't want to be with them, you know, was moving on, moving outside the relationship. So to lie on him is not okay. I will give her props if she wasn't forced and she decided to be mature and tell the world, you know, the apology and to backtrack it. Somebody made a bunch of eyeball emojis. I can't stand y'all. Somebody got like 50 eyeball emojis looking every which way. I cannot stand y'all. I will say it's hard to admit when you're wrong, right? Especially if you lied. So it takes a lot to go publicly and say, you guys, I lied. I apologize. That takes a lot of balls, or it takes some duress. One of the two. I'm still trying to figure out the vibe. Was it balls? Was it because she really felt bad? Or is this woman under duress? I don't know. I get real weird vibes from the video and the fact that her ex-husband is with the killer. I don't know how to read this shit. But the whole situation is a hot mess. I'm sorry. It's a hot mess. She had no business lying on that man. You know, Centoy's a hood chick, okay? Y'all can fall for that pretty face if y'all want to. Centoya is a killer, okay? I see through the pretty face. Like I told y'all months ago, if her ass looked like Precious, the character, she'd still be in prison. I'm not fooled by her pretty face. Centoya is somewhere in the background like, yeah, bitch, get on camera and retract what you damn said. Pam gonna go back gay after this, honey. Watch. She gonna revert back to that. Everybody already thought she was a lesbian. That's why when the story came out, because, you know, we ain't seen Pam since I was in high school. Ain't nobody seen Pam in total. So we all thought, you know, she was living her best lesbian life. Then she came out, was like, Centoy is about to marry my ex-husband. Well, her husband? Well, damn. Okay. Then she just got the talking all types of shit. So I don't know. I don't know, hoodie. Good luck to all three of them in that ratchet killer entanglement. Good luck, Pam. Sleep with one eye open. I have to drag her with that. That entire situation is a hot damn mess. I'm sorry. Oh, let me see here. Rowdy Baby 01 says, I love you, T. You always keep it real. You are always slaying. Glad I caught your live, the second one. Thank you so much for the super chat. I really appreciate it. I'm glad you caught the live as well. This has been an awesome, awesome stream. Well, we're not done yet, though. I'm not ready to go yet. Give me just a second. I know I've missed quite a few super chats. Let me try and go in and read a few more. I'm laughing so hard, honey. Tears is coming down my eyes. Let's see. Kat Risa says, hey, lovely T and Discord family. I wanted to send some love and well wishes to you. Love your videos and your energy. Thank you for all that you do. You are so welcome. And thank you so much for coming through today. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Sarah May says, I'm about to eat my crab legs and enjoy this tea. It's my birthday, too. Sending you some love. Thank you so much for the super chat and happy birthday to you. Please enjoy your day. Thank you for spending some of your birthday with me. I appreciate it. Let's see here. BL Sherelle says, love you, T. Missed the whole live, but I'm going to catch the replay. Here's my grip money, though. Thank you, BL. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for coming to the Zoom and, you know, telling your story. I really appreciate that as well. So, yeah, we definitely had a good time. Thank you for that. Let's see here. Look at my screen wanting to freeze on the back end. Come on, YouTube. Let me refresh this page. I got like four different YouTube screens just in case one crashes. All right, y'all. Whew. This has been a fun chat. Let me go ahead. KN Yasmin says, Auntie, you look gorgeous today, Queen. Thank you so much. And thank you for the super chat. Sorry if I butchered your name. I appreciate it. So let me see here. Why is this screen frozen? Oh, look at YouTube wanting not to respond. Okay, there it goes. It finally refreshed. So let me talk about the Quando Rondo situation. Uh-oh, I hit on somebody's name. Hold on. I don't even know whose name this is. The vibes make you remember never let your damn guard down, LOL. That's the one thing I hate about StreamYard. If you click on somebody's name because it goes so fast, it's hard to find them. Okay, there we go. Thank you for their comment. Somebody says, can't you see this girl threatening her? I'm telling you, there's more to the story. I'm sorry, but Pam looked nervous as hell. Them eyes was a little bit too shifty. Oh, shit. All right, so I was talking to y'all when I did my podcast the other day with my podcast partner, Tiny. And so we were talking about the Quando Rondo King Von situation. And we were telling you guys, you know, a lot of his fans want to argue with me in the comment section and cuss me out. That's fine. But I told you guys that when the manager went on to DJ Academic's page, he basically gave them an out. And they're going to have an out because of when the second video came out, you see King Von walking up to Quando and just straight punching him in the face. And that's when the fight starts. Let me go ahead and pull up that info real quick. So this video has no audio. So I'll just be narrating. Ghetto narration. So this is the video here. This is King Von in the white shirt, jeans. That's Quando. Mm-hmm. There's at least 30 guys. With Von. That's Tim right there in the corner who comes and he comes out shooting. Okay, let's watch it again. Von hits him. All these dudes come. He comes from that side and blasts his. Okay, then they all go scattering. Now let me say this, because a lot of y'all don't like to hear the truth. Okay, and I'm not here to sugarcoat shit. So many times in the music, these guys constantly brag about, I have shooters. I got shooters. I keep shooters. What is a shooter? For all y'all who don't understand, you know, hardcore hip hop, drill music, a shooter is the gunman. Okay, like me and Tiny were saying on the podcast, no different than having the weed man. Every crew has this. I have no damn crew. Okay, I am the everybody. I'm the lighting crew. Okay, I'm square. So I have no, I don't run with this type of clique. But for the people who are in that life, you usually have the weed man, the pill man, and the shooter. Okay. Tim was Quando Rondo's shooter. Like it or not, that was his job. Just like Von has shooters, and just like King Von has also been a shooter. Okay? This is going to be a self-defense case, and he can use this as a self-defense method. And y'all can say, well, no, it's not, because the force that he responded with is not okay. King Von punched him, and he responded with the gun. No, you got to think about the entire scenario, okay? Even the manager said that King Von was sitting in his car. Somebody who he won't name came to the car and said, Quando's here. Without a second thought, King Von jumped out on a motion and ran to go confront Quando. So mind you, Quando doesn't know that Von is there, because as you see, he's walking towards the club, and all of a sudden he gets ambushed. He doesn't even give him time to react or square up. Von just punches him. So now you see about 30 guys rushing behind Von. Now, I don't know if all those guys were part of his crew or some of them were onlookers. Either way, Quando Rondo is the money man. Okay? So in the streets, your job is the shooter, the hitter, like they say in Chirac, is to protect your money, your investment. Because if Quando gets hit, if Quando gets stabbed or shot or something happens to him, that's fucking up Tim's money and vice versa. Now that King Von is dead, that's fucked up his crew's money. Okay, this is this whole street mentality thing. So Tim looking at the situation, looking at all these guys, you don't know who's friend or foe. You don't know if all these guys are with King Von. You don't know if some of them are onlookers. All you see is a bunch of guys rushing towards one person. Quando Rondo and Tim are like brothers. I don't know if they're biological brothers, but they're like brothers. A lot of y'all, if y'all, somebody said who Tim Norman, you know what, V? Get your ass out of here. V! Girl! She gonna say, who, Tim Norman? We know Tim Norman's a damn killer, but that's the wrong Tim, sis. We're talking about Tim from the Quando Rondo crew. Lil' Tim. Not Tim Norman. I love my chat. But so Tim is coming from around the car, and he's shooting. Like, y'all are jumping my guy. I don't know if y'all are gonna hurt him, kill him, shoot him. He doesn't know. This is all happening within a split second. And like I told you on the Zoom meeting, I also heard that once he started shooting, there was at least 60 shots let off. So he wasn't the only one out there shooting. People on the other team was also shooting, plus the police got involved. Because that is how Tim ended up getting hit. Because if you see the other video, Tim gets hit and then he's on the ground. I believe he was either hit by one of Von's peoples or the police. I don't know. I'm not forensics. That's for them to figure out the bullet, you know, casings and figure all that out in court. But Tim was also hit. Okay? So I say this to say that Quando Rondo's crew definitely have a self-defense case. Y'all may not want to hear the truth. Y'all may not like it, but it is what it is. Am I saying that they're going to win and they're going to, you know, be, you know, free to walk off in the sunset? I'm not saying that, but they do have a case for self-defense. And that's why the manager, you know, while he said some real stuff, he might have put the case in a compromising situation to possibly get justice, because he admitted that King Von was in the wrong. He popped off. And this is why, young guys, you know, instead of always wanting to argue with your auntie, okay? I know what I'm talking about. Been in these streets for a while. YouTube streets, that is. But understand that the streets don't love you. Okay. And you need to understand that when you choose to be a certain way and you choose to walk a certain way and you choose to put out a certain energy, things will come back tenfold. And as young men, we need to learn, you guys need to learn that you cannot react on emotion, especially when you have things to lose. When you have things to lose, you have to think smart. Imagine if King Von said, okay, Quando's here. Whatever, he's a punk. I'm cool. Let me just keep chilling in my car or wait for security. They stand one side of the club. We stand another side of the club. But because he's so quick to act on emotion, he has a reputation to uphold. He didn't think it out. Like I said, so many times when people get into fights or when people plan stuff, they're always the victor. I've been guilty of this. When I see such and such, I'm a beat her ass and I'm a win. We're all winners in our head. Then you get the fight and get your ass whooped. Well, damn, I didn't think it all the way through. That's a big bitch. Just keeping it real. In our head, we're all winners. In our head, wait till I see this person. But you just never know. You can't underestimate anybody. The littlest person can take down a big person in a fight with fist or whatever. You know, so we have to move smart as people. You know, we can't just react, and especially when you have things to lose. And all of these young men had things to lose. Quando, Rondo, Tim, like I said, they all received this so-called blessing of being able to break into the music industry. This is a blessing. Most of these dudes, King Von has only been rapping for less than 2 years. This isn't a guy who had dreams of being a rapper since he was 12 and put in a bunch of work. This is somebody who just started rapping while he was in jail, waiting his, you know, his trial for a murder case. Okay. Hooked up with Lil Durk, who was ready in the industry and was able to receive that blessing because he actually could rap. King Von could rap. He had bars. So it's like he was able to receive that blessing by being able to kind of circumvent a lot of stuff and go straight into the industry because he knew Durk on a personal level. A lot of people don't have that hookup. So that's what I'm saying. This was such a blessing. You have to look at it like that. And y'all are still fighting like y'all on the streets of Chicago, fighting over nonsense, fighting over old Warren Chirac videos. You know, and the saddest part is that at one point in time, both of these young men were friends. They hung out. There's videos of them hanging out together, you know, not too long ago. They were friends at one point in time. You know, so the whole situation is sad. You know, like I said, I'm always keep it real and I'm always going to, you know, preach my truth and try and get young people to steer away from the bullshit and to understand that for every action, there's a reaction. And I know that if he could do it again, if he could think back to that split moment decision, he would have stayed in the car. But hindsight is 20/20 and there's no coming back from death. So what people need to do instead of sitting on social media, fanning the flames even more and trying to, you know, shame Lil Durk and see what Lil Durk's going to do next and who's going to get killed next. You need to take this as a lesson learned for your own personal life to think twice before you go get yourself involved in some nonsense. All this social media beefing back and forth, disrespecting the ops, disrespecting each other. It's just for what? For what? Just a bunch of young black men this year who have just lost their lives senselessly. And now today, let's talk about it since y'all keep bringing it up. We got 11K people in here. That's what's up. Let's talk about Lil Boosie. One of my really good friends, he texted me, let me know he lives in Dallas. He was like, T, Lil Boosie just got shot. Or his tour bus, whatever, the bus he was riding and got shot. They're saying that supposedly he got shot in the leg. The place where Boosie got shot is a very hood place in Dallas. It's a plaza. Now, you know damn well, Boosie Boo, you got to stay away from plazas, brother. I don't go to nobody's plaza. Plazas be hood as hell. Got four stores that that even work right. Let me go ahead and share my screen real quick. Give me just a second. I'm keeping it real, honey. Them plazas are dangerous, okay? So this is Boosie. He went to the Big T Plaza. And so they were saying, breaking news, Boosie's Sprinter van was shot while at the Big T Bazaar in Dallas. Details emerging. Rumor has it he's been shot in the leg. You know, so that's all the information we have now. From what I'm being told, he was there. It was a vigil for Mo3. Mo3 is the other rapper who was just killed a few days ago. And he's another one. You know, the power of the tongue. He had a whole video where he was predicting himself in a body bag and getting killed. You know, this is really sad. A lot of the stuff that these young men are rapping about and talking about, and then it's coming to fruition. Let me show you guys his video really quick. Give me just a second here. So this was the video of him.
Hello. I got one more body to look at, and then I'll be on my way home. I don't know. I think it's some rapper. He got shot heading home in his own city. I'll be on my way when I get done looking at him.
Okay, so that is the video. That is the rapper. He made this video 3 years ago. That's what's so crazy about it. And then
Mo3 was shot on I-35 northbound near the Beckley Zanker. DPD says that Noble was approached by a gunman suspect who was driving a dark colored vehicle. Noble apparently got out of his car and ran southbound when he was shot. Police also tell us that the gunman shot an innocent bystander as well.
The suspect, who was armed with a firearm, began firing several rounds at the victim, striking him. In doing so, the suspect also struck an innocent bystander who was sitting in his vehicle.
Well, Noble was taken to an area hospital where he was later pronounced dead, while the second victim's injuries are not life-threatening, we're told.
So that is Mo3's story. So like I said, 3 years ago, he was rapping about being killed in a city, being in a body bag. It's like, at what point in time do we not have to recreate things artistically? You know, it's one thing to rap about certain things, because like I always say, the power of the tongue. But then the artistic part of it is very eerie. And to see that video from 3 years ago and to know that that is where that man was laying when that news broke is just really disturbing. No different than the whole XXX when his music video for Sad dropped and it's him at a funeral fighting his former self. And at that, and X was killed. Just like with Tupac, I ain't mad at you. And then he had died and he was filming, you know, that music video. So, you know, it's very sad. So that is who Lil Boosie was out there to go pay tribute to. They were having a memorial in the hood for him. And there's rumors as to who's behind it. But his Sprinter van got shot. So I don't know if there's any more information as of now, if it's been confirmed that Lil Boosie was actually shot. But the rumor is he was shot in his leg. So I don't know what is going on right now in the industry. But all of this promotion of death, all of this celebration of murder, you know, just like when I got on top of on Asian Doll for saying that, you're perpetuating bullshit by saying that you won't talk to a guy unless he has three bodies under him. That is disgusting to say. That is something disgusting to perpetuate, you know, and we need to change that mentality. It's not okay, because this energy is manifesting all through the industry. You know, Boosie's well known. He's definitely a hood dude. Don't get it twisted. Boosie done put a lot of work in the streets, you know, and they still shot up his van. So this is really scary stuff that's going on right now. And the sad thing is, like I say, I blame a lot of these record labels. They promote this. We went from a place, when you think about this, right? Back in the day, we went from, you got to keep it real to, you know, do music. You know, if you're talking about that life, you need to be living it. And then people started finding out that most of these people were studio gangsters. That's what we called them back in the day, studio gangsters, where they went into the studio and they rapped about a life that they were not living. You live in the suburbs, but you're talking about all this gangbang shit that you know nothing about. Okay? And so now it seems like everything has flipped And it went from, okay, fine, this person doesn't really live that life, but we enjoy the music, to now the record label is going and finding people who are actually in that street life and giving them record deals. So that lets you know there's a bigger agenda here. How did it go from people being studio gangsters to now record industry execs signing real gangsters? People who are real killers. That is because they are trying to entice the youth and make them feel like that is the way, that's what it is to be a man, that's manhood, and it's not. So it's very scary. It's very scary, everything that's going on out here. Somebody said, I blame the record labels as well. Let's see here. Let me try and read some of these super chats here. Gloria Hall says, I love you, T. Thank you for making my day, girl. You got me cracking up. I love your live streams. Thank you so much. And thank you for the super chat. I'm glad you guys had a good time today. Oh, my God. I've been on for exactly an hour and 14 minutes. I didn't even realize it. Let's see here. Shakita says, the situation is as complicated as the title. Took me a minute to break it down. Literally laughing out loud, loving the Discord. That is wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm really glad you're loving the Discord as well. Let's see here. Molanda sent 999. She says, love you, T. I'm a longtime subscriber. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chat. Jess Puckett says, wifey loves the T. Keep it up. That's what's up. Thank you to you and your wife for supporting my channel. I really appreciate it. Daphne C says, it's funny that a lot of people who own their masters end up dead, including Von. That's true. That's one thing I will say that Von was very smart about, is that he owned his own masters. He owned his music. So that money that's going to be made off of his music, that goes to his family. So that was one smart move that he made. So again, like I said, when you have things to lose, you have to move differently. You just have to. Every fight is not worth it. Let's see here. Nicole sent $19.99. Thank you so much, Nicole. I appreciate it. Afro Latina says, they are saying that Lil Boosie was shot in the leg in Texas. So maybe, you know, that it is something factual now that's coming through. Hey, T, I had a bad day, but you lifted up my spirits. That is wonderful. I'm glad I was able to make you feel better during this live stream. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. TJ says, as a mommy of twins, I just want to say thanks for all the content. The 3-hour long trips to the U of M are more entertaining with your podcast. Great work. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And congratulations to your twins, honey, going to the U of M. That's awesome. So thank you. Let's see here. Vimi Pilar says, that reminds me of the George Floyd situation with him and his twin. One being rich and George Floyd doing porn. Catch them tease. 2020 and all this twinning energy. We've been talking about it from day one on this channel, the twinning energy. That's very interesting that you say that. But let's also note that Steven Jackson is not really Floyd George's twin. George Floyd's twin, excuse me. They look alike, but they're not twins. They're not any relation. But yeah, I definitely understand where you get the coincidence in that. So now, last but not least here, Jeremiah. They're coming out and saying that poor Jeremiah has C-19. He's in the hospital in ICU, possibly fighting for his life. So this disease is real. It's out there. Please, everyone, be careful. This is what was posted today. 50 Cent came out to speak about it as well. Let me go ahead and share my screen here. So 50 Cent says, pray for my boy, Jeremiah. He's not doing good. This COVID shit is real. So that's him and 50 Cent. Chance the Rapper says, please, if you can, take a second to pray for my friend Jeremiah. He's like a brother to me, and he's ill right now. I believe in the healing power of Jesus. So if you can, for me, please say a prayer over him. And then I know, like, Young Berg had also posted some stuff. He says, we need that energy. Pray for my brother. He's going to shake back. So this is very sad. You know, he's had a lot of hit songs. But yeah, right now he is sick in the hospital with C19. He's in ICU. So it's very, very serious. So don't let anybody make you feel like you're crazy just because you want to wear a mask and protect yourself. The illness is still out there, even though, yes, it's annoying. It's frustrating. I want to have a regular damn Thanksgiving like I've always had. But it seems like, you know, everything is going back up, you know. So I just hope that Jeremiah gets better. I hope he's able to make it out of ICU. But, yeah, that is indeed really sad. So we'll definitely keep him in prayer. So, you guys, I've been on here for an hour and a half. So I'm going to go ahead and get ready to log off. But thank you guys so much for coming to the stream. I had a wonderful time. I hope I kept you guys entertained. We had lots of laughs, dropped some jewels. If you're new here, make sure you hit the subscribe button. You know, subscribe to my channel. I go live maybe twice a week. I also drop solo videos as well and podcasts also. So make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Tea Time Unfiltered with the Girl Lovely Tea. I'm on all the streaming podcast platforms. So on that note, you guys, thank you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you guys later. Bye.